Greetings and welcome to Flesh Wound Features Presents Flesh Wound True Crime. I am Daniel Shine, joined as always by our Robert Stack himself, Todd Loya. Well, let's say I'm nice. Your hero. Pug's Dread.
Namaste. What's up?
And Mike Kruger.
W stick, motherfuckers.
So, I shouldn't say you're Robert Stack, Todd. You are the answer to the most of those mysteries.
Can't intros so. Get worse as the show goes on?
Dan's going to blame it on being like 4 a.m. in the morning, but I can't tell the difference between now and when we recorded.
Four. Okay. Todd kills women. What can I say? All right, so we're here tonight to talk.
Wow, throw me under the... And this is why I get iffy on having Dan on Flesh Wound Juniors, because...
I have not made a single hooker-killing joke on Flesh Wound Juniors. Thank you very much.
Oh, bravo. on many episodes we've done of that so far.
But it's true. I'm just saying. All right, so we're going to get right into this. Kind of a hot take on a new Netflix true crime doc, and that is American Murder, The Family Next Door, from director Jenny Popplewell. And this one, in 2018, a 38-year-old Shannon Watson.
Fucking Shannon. I'm sick of this shit. It's fucking Shannon. Stop being stupid pronouncing.
She was named by a black person. It's Shannon.
And her two youngest daughters disappeared in Colorado. With the heartbreaking details emerging.
We have no names, apparently.
The family's story made headlines around the world. All right, we'll get into it. I knew nothing about this case. I probably did hear something about it, but, you know, I really didn't know the details, which I think was nice. We are going to talk openly about this. This is a documentary, so if you're picky, you know. So, spoiler alert. Light spoiler alert. All right, so watching this, it was funny. I like not knowing. I was chatting... with Kruger during a lot of this. God damn it, it's late. I was chatting with Kruger a lot during this, and I think we both started to judge the wife, which I feel shitty about. I thought for sure, I was like, this girl is hiding somewhere to fuck with him. Oh. She's gone girling it, man. I mean, she's in a Motel 6 somewhere. It's like going to let him become public enemy number one.
Yeah, let me tag in real quick because he fucking just threw me under the bus hardcore with all the shit he just said. So, like, let me just straight up say Shannon or whatever the fuck her name is not a good wife to this guy. Does that excuse what the fuck ended up happening? No. But that bitch was not fucking good to him. And that was a very toxic relationship. I think, if anything, motherfuckers, you guys need to watch your shit. This is what a true toxic relationship is. Those text messages between the friends and all that bullshit, that's the type of shit that fucking causes tragedies like this. And recognize it and hopefully fucking get out before it's too late, because this story's sad, honest to God. You know, I thought it was going to go a certain way, and it went a whole other way that, you know, I really wasn't expecting. But at the same extent, fuck Chris and everything, you know, he fucking did, and fuck his actions. And that guy is a fucking piece of shit. I first felt for him after seeing that shit, because, I mean, if any of you guys have been in an abusive relationship where your girl's fucking treating you like shit like that, that shit sucks, and it does really fuck with your mental psyche, especially with manhood and type of shit, when people are constantly triggering you and going against it, saying, oh, well, go be a fucking man, go be a fucking man. That type of shit causes people to break. So I felt for Chris into some stance, but later on when we find out what he really fucking ended up doing, he's a fucking piece of shit, and he should have been a man.
They kind of glossed over his actual what he did, and I'll get into that in a little bit. But like, I totally feel with you because he's a piece of shit. But the documentary in the beginning, like, it kind of paints him in a sympathetic light, which was just to pull the rug from under us later on in the film. But I had prior knowledge to this. I didn't watch the trailer when Todd sent it over. I was like, I'll just watch it when we review it. And then I found out it was the Christopher Watts or the Watts murder case. I was like, oh shit! I remember this on Dr. Phil being on TV. So well, I'll get into the actual crimes after, but Chris is a piece of shit. He sucks. But they also painted her pretty bad. Because in the beginning, I'm like, yeah, you know what? This bitch kind of had it coming, but you need to get the kids, man. Yeah. So they're called family annihilators. It's when a person, usually the male of the family, murders the entire family. And it normally ends in suicide. But this dude was fucking chicken shit, and he didn't do it. And then he tried to fucking say that his new bitch was fucking, like, might have put it, that idea in his head. No, she didn't. She's a dumb broad.
Yeah, that fucker totally acted like she planted seeds. Mm-hmm. And, like, that was the thing that kind of bothered me the most was when you get to that point where, you know, you start to feel for Chris, and then you just watch him do all this despicable-ass shit. Like, holy fuck, what a 180. And the one thing that, like, my biggest criticism about this thing is I went in blind like Dan. And I would have preferred if they didn't fucking call it, you know, an American murder or something like that, and would have left it more vague where I didn't know what the fuck was going on. Because when you have a title like that, it gives away a big part of the story. And I think if I just, because, like, I didn't really even, like, pay attention to the title until, like, midway into the documentary. And I was like, oh, well, somebody's getting murdered. So, fucking, it's not like this woman ran away with her babies to, you know, escape a bad situation. So, yeah. I slight criticism, but I'm just saying, come up with a little bit of clever name to keep us a little bit guessing more, because I would have preferred that.
She was almost a red herring if you don't know the actual case in a way, because that seemed to be where it was going. I will say, I mean, obviously this is not funny, but when the neighbor, like, literally he walks away, he probably still within earshot, and the neighbor goes, he's acting weird.
Dude, this fucking idiot, he should have went with his second story first, because that's a little more believable. But, like, your body language is giving it all away. You're staying like this, giving yourself a hug. That's a defense mechanism. No red eyes. You're not crying for shit. Like, you do not look concerned, and you're speaking about them like it's past tense already.
He's not a Scott Peterson type, though. He obviously did have some guilt.
Let's not talk about that.
He had some guilt, though.
Give me the hot tag real quick, though. I just gotta say, if you're gonna fucking cheat on your wife, dumb motherfucker, do not use your credit card. Like, what the fuck? Like,
or just fucking own up to it. You don't need to fucking murder somebody. Just hurt their feelings.
My biggest thing is he didn't even trade up. He basically got the exact same model. So
I mean, it wasn't that bad, though. It was a younger model. Similar.
I don't know if it was a younger model, dude. She looked like that type. She looked like that type that, you know, she may have had a kid here or there, but, you know, she started to work out again and, you know, started to look good. And, like, you know, she fucked like a race car.
See? All good selling points.
I would take the wife, to be honest. She looked a little.
Well, I'm glad it took
not with all that bullshit.
I'm glad it took this long Dan to say he'd fuck a corpse. So there we go.
I'm also glad he went of age. Because there's some other ones in there that was like, oh god, damn, don't do it.
That's fucked up. That's my whole thing with him. Like, even if he just snapped and killed her, I mean, that's horrible. I'm not making excuses for it. Why couldn't you drop the kids off at the grandparents or somewhere and just run for the border?
Your oldest daughter made a song calling you her fucking hero. Fuck yeah. You, Chris.
No, I get that. But also, the thing me and Dan were kind of having a little conversation about this last night. And I was just like, you know, I feel like the thing in his head was that if he couldn't have the perfect family, he couldn't have his fucking family at all. So he had to say, fuck the little girls, fuck my wife, I'm going to kill them all and fucking try to restart over like a real piece of shit. And like, that's the thing. Like, if this was an act of rage or some sort of thing, like, I could have kind of, you know, like, not necessarily, you know, I'm not going to say I'm going to fucking say dude was right for what he did, but I could understand to some point. But for everything to actually start to pull itself back together, and then him to fuck his wife and then kill her and then kill his kids after they walked in on him. Like, fuck you, dude. I hope you're getting fucked in the ass by Tyrone right now.
I got to pause right there. That's if you believe his story. I'm going with he fucking killed her when she was dead. May have fucked the corpse after. And then took care of the kids. I don't think it happened the way he said. Yeah. I totally think like she was not awake. Even the father called out there was no defensive wounds, you know. I think he did it like the coward he was. Fucking bootleg Adam Cole.
I see it now.
Yeah. I actually do think he killed her in her sleep too. But the fucked up, this is like, don't get me wrong, everything's fucked up, but the extra fucked up shit is he put the corpse in the back of the cab,
right,
on the floor. He woke up his daughters, put them in the back seat, drove for fucking 45 minutes or whatever, however, almost an hour to his work site. They're fucking kids. They're hopefully their feet were hanging, like not touching the ground, because they're fucking dead mothers right there. How fucked up is this? Now, after he gets to where he's going, I'm not sure if he buried Shannon first or if he murdered his children first, but he suffocates the oldest one, Cece, I believe. He suffocates the youngest one. And then the oldest one wakes up and she's like, what happened? I forgot her name, but she's like, what happened to her? Is that going to happen to me? And like, that registers to a fucking adorable little girl. You fucking monster. So then he smothers her. And then he puts him in the oil bin. Do you know what they had to do to exhume those bodies from the oil bin? So they found out he had to break the bones of the little girls to get them in the body, in the tube. When they were pulling them out, the skin was ripping off because it was so fucking tight.
Like, see, dude, that shit they should have put in the documentary. What the fuck?
They should have. Yeah, that's why. Like, this documentary's maybe a bit, they gloss over some shit because like, they let you know he's a piece of shit, but they just don't let you know like how big of a turd this guy is.
No, I'm with you, man. Like, let me hate this motherfucker. Like, I want to know shit like you just said to me. Like, that bothers the fuck out of me because I felt like a huge narrative in this thing, especially with some, like, I'm sure, you know, the reason they put it in there is probably because it came up, you know, when the crime came up. But there was a fucking fairly strong narrative there that, you know, she drove him to do what he did. And I think putting more inhumane details, like you just explained, would fucking make me hate the motherfucker more than I already do. Fucked.
Well, let me ask you this. Didn't they, everything you see in this, it's footage that they were able to pull from somewhere.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why we don't have that detail in there. Cause
I guess so, but because the lady that did the polygraph, she was on Dr. Phil. The other guy, like, I got all the information from like Dr. Phil, and I believe it was Dateline or one of those.
My thing with this though, I don't know if he truly planned it all out because, well, number one, he's a fucking moron.
He came up with it before he went to sleep. Like, I guarantee it. It's not planned out, but like it was, he had some time to marinate on it.
I think she said something to him, and I see, in a weird way, I think
Dan, a lot of what he said. Be careful when you're talking about women.
No, I think a lot what he said to that point was, well, after he lied, of course, was true in the sense that I think she threatened him somehow with the kids, whatever, doesn't matter. I mean, the guy's a piece of shit. And he just strangled her, and he came up with this.
Well, he even said
that. I mean, he buried him on their work site. Like, they were going to find that shit out.
No, see, that's...
It took him 2 fucking days to get caught. You're an idiot.
Yeah. Well, and again, he's not... I guess he's not a complete psychopath, because he did admit to it. I mean, you know, he didn't, like, you know, till the very end.
I mean, is that what we take? Is not a complete psychopath.
I think he's worse
he
than
nowhere
a com-
else to go.
He's worse than
Dan,
a complete
Dan just tried to fight. No, dude, fuck you, Dan. You're trying to defend this motherfucker.
I'm
tired of this shit.
Okay, Dan, I'll say
he's
it like
worse.
This.
He's worse than a psychopath because he had some humanity in him, yet he kills his kids anyways.
Okay.
He's worse. He's worse than a Bundy or a Dahmer.
I'll say this. Every man has wanted to kill his wife at some point. You just don't do it. That's it. And
correct.
I'm probably the only one here who didn't think she was as bad as you guys are making her out.
Oh, I think they painted her worse than, because like she didn't know she was being a fucking bitch to him. She even said that in the text, like, fuck, I emasculated him. I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking. He's always just saying yes, but it's to please you, you dumb broad.
Well, one thing I want to say too, though, is like, a lot of people, and this is me getting, you know, a little bit deep here, but a lot of people don't fucking take into consideration the mental trauma you go through when you go through some sickness like she did. You know what I mean? Like, that shit is gonna fuck you up for the rest of your life and fuck your emotions up. And I feel like a lot of the reasons why she was treating him the way she did was because of other people treating her a certain way when she was sick. And that's what I got the most out of that. I wish they would have went, you know, man, like you said, I think they kind of painted her in a shitty light, and they kind of needed to more or less go into more explanation on why she was doing those things. I mean, granted, what she said was not right, but did it fucking warrant her to get killed? Fuck no. And did it warrant anything to happen to her? Fuck no. So how about let us learn through, you know, the trauma of medical situations and things like that? Because, you know, there had to have been something mentally there going on with her. I mean, there's like, you don't have text messages like that and people communicating with their friends like that about.
I disagree with that part. I think that's exactly the way women are. They were trying to like, oh no, you got it. They were like supporting what she was saying, even if they knew that they were talking some bullshit. They were trying to be good friends.
Yeah.
So
you know what? We haven't mentioned that she was 15 weeks pregnant with his firstborn son, with his first son, Nico.
Yeah, even more fucked up. Yeah. I mean, he was going to lose his house. He was going to lose at least half his shit. But that dude could have restarted. There's no excuses for what he did.
Honestly, like, you just kill the wife. Like, why did you kill your children? They had people that loved them.
I think that this what I got from this lady was that she was somebody that lived a fake social media life, which there's a lot of people that do that. She was projecting this wonderful Disney story. And, you know, when you look at some of the
text.
In
Disney, the parents die all the time. So,
good point.
The shittiest thing was the in-laws thing. Because a lot of people don't like their in-laws. But you can't, you know, fight with your husband, wife, whatever, about in-laws. Like, you know, you may not like them, but.
There had to be more to that story because, like, that has to be built up. That's not.
Well, I'm just telling you right now. If my fucking goddamn, if I was in her position, I would fuck my in-law or my fucking grandmother up for, you know, giving her some fucking shit she was allergic to. I would be fucking pissed. I mean, I think anybody with children. I mean, Todd's the only one, but.
I believe that's the straw that broke the camel's back, but I'm pretty sure there was a lot of shit, like a volcano. It was just like building up, and like these motherfuckers, these people try to kill my kid. I told you she was allergic to that shit.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's a very sad case because again, it's just like why can't people just go buy the book, get divorced? They probably should have gotten divorced a long time before then. I kind of get the vibe that that baby that the, was like sort of a fix-it baby, which again, a lot of people do that.
I felt like a big portion of this was not realizing toxic behavior, man. I mean, truthfully, if your wife is treating you like that, like, you need to get the fuck out. Like, that is not something as a mental psyche, you know. Like, some things I get, but there was an extent that I thought she kind of crossed the line in a certain area. And like I said, not saying that she deserved anything she got, but there was areas in there where, like, if I was in that position, I would be like, fuck this bitch. I'm going to fucking try to find somebody that treats me better. And if he would have been a fucking true man and had a pair of balls to leave the fucking relationship, go run off with whatever fucking piece of ass he was fucking, and yeah, and restart his fucking life, he wouldn't be in the position he's in. But he's a fucking idiot and he's a fucking psychopath and he killed his fucking wife and killed all his children, and fuck him.
I think he was also the type of dude, I think he basically did everything that she wanted. He didn't want to go to Colorado. He didn't want, I think he was just one of those quiet dudes that just went along with everything the girl
wanted.
We
always hear happy wife, happy life. It might not be the case in all fucking all the time.
I don't, depending how you go about getting that happiness. Yeah.
But like, so he just got into shape. So you're like, he was probably feeling like, yeah, I could do this, but dude, you're not smart. You can't do this.
Yeah, and I don't think he realized you can't change who you are, whoever, you know, whoever the hell he was before he got hooked up with her. You know, you can't do that. I'll probably be single forever. I'm a weirdo. I've got Ed Gacy's autograph.
God damn you, fucking
Ed Gacy.
Oh, it's late.
Go to sleep, Dan. I didn't even worry.
Yeah, you
John Wayne Gacy's shirt.
John Wayne Gacy.
You don't know
I
Ed
got
Gacy?
Him. He's back there.
You don't
John
know.
Wayne Gacy. It's
Ed Gacy.
Late.
You meant
it's
Ed
almost
Gein.
5 a.m. here. I haven't been to bed.
No,
yes. I combine.
Is that your serial killer name that you're going to go by?
It's like, it's like Captain Planet. You
by your serial killers combined.
Yes.
Captain Murder.
I just booked the first Flesh Wound Junior movie.
Hey, Dan, this is so, you know, it's just me and you on that one probably, Parks.
That's cool. So his sentencing, he got, I forgot like the minor stuff he got convicted of, but like, I'm okay with what he had to, the sentencing he got, minus the civil court, because I think he has to give like $6 million or so to Shannon's parents, which you really can't put a price on life and kids. It's fucked up. But he got,
they'll never get it. Yeah, sadly,
he got five life sentences. Three of them were to be served consecutively, and two of them concurrently. So like, he will never see the light of day, which is great.
Yeah.
But I really hope this man has a, I don't want, forgive me, Todd, but I hope he has a prolapse after all the fucking abuse, because this piece of shit deserves it. Todd, I sincerely apologize.
I will allow it.
Oh, when he does it. Oh, Dan, it's gross. Just, Dan being gross.
I'll allow it.
It's a punishment, Dan. You do it for pleasure.
Yep. Dan's just mad you're getting reparations.
So what the fuck would you guys rate this thing? Like, to be honest, like, because me not knowing going in and it keeping me compelled to the point I did, I gave it a 3.5.
I just like the fact that it's, like, bringing attention to this case. Even though it was, like, big, like, 2 or 3 years ago, whenever the fuck it took place. But, like, information-wise, yeah, 3.5's fine. But, like, hope you dig into it, because it's fucking fascinating. It's horrible.
I've already have been, so. I'm a little bit disappointed they didn't go into as much detail.
For all of the actual footage, which is just, you know, amazing, although that's, you know, that's the world now, I got to give it actually a 4. I was pretty riveted. Again, I didn't know anything about the case, so it was all new to me. So, yeah, I'd give it a 4. It's definitely worth the watch. Todd, how about you?
I'm with Dan on this one. I'm a 4. I didn't know where it was. Well, I did kind of know where it's going, but it was a fun ride. Well, is that the right way to put it?
No. Intriguing, right? I mean,
they're not putting that on the Blu-ray case.
I would, fucking hilarious. You know, it's a fun ride. It's just him and the girls in the back with like the body just sticking out a little bit.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, I feel a custom cover coming.
Oh, damn.
Yes, please.
Okay, well, that's fucked up. On that fucked up note, I guess I'll be going.
Don't steal Pug's line this time.
Oh, so you go for it, Pugs.
Oh, you have to say bye first, Dan.
Goodbye.
You are the fucking worst.
I'm all right, he said bye. Fuck him. Says goodbye. Right there. There he is. Right there. Yeah,
Ed Gacy. Right, Ed
Gacy. That's it. John Wayne's brother, right? Is that where you bought the autograph?
He's even more fucked up. He's even more fucked up. Anyways.
All right.
He later went and wrestled for XPW.
Oh, yeah. Chris Benoit is also a fucking family annihilator, and he killed himself. So that's how it should be done. If you're
gonna, I'm waiting for that movie, the Benoit movie. I don't know if they'll ever make it, but...
Well...
I would literally rather shove a fucking knife in my dick than watch that. But go ahead, Pugs.
Say goodnight, Kruger.
Or lady. Stay sick, motherfuckers.
All right, Todd?
Can we shove a knife in Dan's dick?
Absolutely. So follow us on all the social media bullshits. We're new to Slasher, so make sure you check that app out and follow us there, too. Happy Halloween. This has been Flesh Wound Horror True Crime. Adios.